Good afternoon. High pressure will build in from southeast Ontario and southwest Quebec today, and what we are going to be seeing with that is subsidence from the surface high is going to bring us mostly sunny to sunny skies as we work our way into the afternoon. An old frontal boundary is going to stall over the mid-Atlantic states as tropical cyclone Delta moves towards the Tennessee Valley, and some high clouds may drift into the southern zones in the mid-afternoon and later part of the evening ahead of a front that's going to start to push into the region overnight tonight. Temperatures are going to be closer to what you would normally expect for this time of year, with highs ranging from the upper 50s to lower 60s in most of the valley areas and upper 40s to mid 50s over the hills and mountains. For the night tonight, the front continues to push its way into our region, bringing the chance for some showers south of the capital region as overnight lows drop down into the upper 20s and upper 30s, as well as in the upper 30s to lower 40s from the Mohawk Valley capital region and Berkshires southward. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, cold high pressure will move southeastward from western Canada to the Great Lakes by Monday. The high will bring temperatures that will be 10 to 30 degrees below average across areas east of the Rockies into the plains. A front sweeping across the Midwest will move roughly to the northeast by Monday evening, and that system will produce rain and snow over parts of the Midwest and even produce hazardous driving conditions. This snow has prompted winter weather advisories across parts of the northern Rockies and northern High Plains. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ranged from a high of 105 at Palm Springs, California, Winter Haven, California, and Mecca, California, to a low of 10 just to the south of Neihardt, Montana. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny with a high near 63. In Boston, sunny with a high near 59. And in Buffalo, cloudy with a high near 61. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The average high is 59, while the average low is 39. The record high of 84 was set back in 2016, while the record low of 22 was set back in 1978. Today's sunrise was at 7:13 a.m. The sun is set to set at 6:07 p.m. It's a total of 10 hours and 54 minutes of daylight. It's a loss of 2 minutes and 45 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are going to be seeing a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon as our highs reach into the upper 50s and low 60s. A little bit of a south wind becoming a little windy at points in the afternoon. For the night tonight, we turn to mostly cloudy skies as overnight lows drop down into the low 40s and upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at plenty of sunshine this afternoon as our highs reach into the upper 50s and low 60s. For the night tonight, we'll see a steady increase in clouds, turning mostly cloudy as our overnight lows drop down into the low 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon as our highs reach into the upper 50s and low 60s. For the night tonight, we'll turn to mostly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon as our highs reach into the upper 50s. We'll be a little bit breezy at points as wind gusts can reach as high as around 30 miles per hour. For the night tonight, we'll turn to mostly cloudy skies as overnight lows drop down into the low 40s and upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon as our highs reach into the upper 50s and low 60s. We'll be windy at points with wind gusts reaching as high as around 30 miles per hour. For the night tonight, we'll turn to mostly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we will see a chance for some showers, mainly as we get into the afternoon. Otherwise, we'll be staying mostly cloudy as highs across the area look to reach into the low 60s and upper 50s once again. Showers will continue heading into Monday night as overnight lows drop down into the low 50s. A fairly similar setup looks to be in place for Tuesday as we stay mostly cloudy with a chance for some showers, but highs will only reach into the low 50s. For us, and that chance for rain does look to stick around heading into Tuesday night. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.